Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Podcast.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Danny.
I have a new idea. Well, it's really your idea because you didn't know that I kept a diary and you kind of caught me writing in my diary and you thought it would be a good idea to read it on the air.
I didn't know you were writing in your diary because you were laying in your bed and you had the sheets over you. I was hoping you were just masturbating or something.
What I
because
like to
that
do,
would have been less embarrassing.
What I like to do out. Is put up my sheets all over my head and have a little flashlight like I'm writing in there, like my, you know, like when you were a kid, you would read when you were supposed to be in bed.
I still don't understand why you chose a gay porn magazine to be your diary that you write in.
I have my reasons.
And why I caught you on the first day and there was no entries in it yet.
Look. Everyone.
There's a lot of whiteout covering half of the pages.
Listen, different diaries for different folks.
Different strokes for different folks.
No, not strokes. So anyway, just to prove that this is what that really, I was really writing in my diary, I'll read from my diary on the air, like you said.
All right, let's hear it.
So, September 3rd. Dear Diary. All right, this sucks because you're already going to make fun of me about the first thing, but it's true.
Do you want me to make fun of you or do you want me to just listen?
No, I want you to react how you normally would. I don't want you to try to save my feelings.
All right, ready.
But I already can tell. I mean, this is obvious. Okay. Dear Diary.
You're a fag.
Dear Diary, I cried on my drive to work today.
Is this a serious thing?
I swear.
Wait a minute. When did you write this? Today?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. I don't think anyone wants to hear this. Is this going to depress us and make us feel awkward for you?
Probably.
I'm not sure if that's entertaining.
Dear Diary, I cried on my drive to work today listening to a podcast and then got embarrassed when I realized I was in traffic and that someone might be watching.
Oh, I hope you're making this up.
That is 100%
true. Do you think there might be something wrong with you?
Why, because I cry? What's wrong with that? I was overwhelmed with
emotion.
Well,
let's hear it. Let's keep going.
That's it. It's just a brief recap of things so I can remember things later in my life. You know what I mean? So I have something to glance back on. But I thought that was somewhat. Well, I was listening to a podcast. It was just sad. It was this guy who was in a coma, and he came out of a coma, and when he came, there was videotape, but I was only listening to the audio of him when he came out of his coma, and he was trying to talk, and first of all, he was blind. Second of all, he talked like a retard, which is kind of sad. He just kind of like, and that's basically the noise he made. He was talking to everyone, and everyone was so happy and joyous and everything, and then he reached his hand, they said he reached his hand out to like pat his son on the head, because his son was like 2 when he went into the coma, and it was like 10 years later, and when he heard his son talk, he didn't even recognize him. And when he heard his son talk, that's when he realized how long it had been since he had been in the coma. It's just the 60 Minutes podcast. But anyway, the noise he made when he realized how long he had been in the coma, it was just this – you could hear the pain in it. And I was just overwhelmed. I swear that – and I had – and what's the sad thing is I had actually heard this before and cried about it once before. That's actually true because it was – sometimes 60 Minutes podcast throws together like these – like – old stories with new stories, sort of, and they put out a new podcast. And the same thing, it just hit me again. But this guy's, I think you might have actually heard this once or seen it or something. Did you?
I don't know, but I can tell you, I bet the noise that guy made would be similar to what noise your dad would make if he knew that what his son had grown up to become.
My dad wouldn't care if I cried. He has no problem with me being in touch with my emotions. I'm like, yeah, maybe that's...
I wonder what's going to happen to you when you get old and you lose your testosterone. You know how men, like, they lose their sex drive when they get old.
It was overwhelmingly sad, this guy's voice. If you heard it, I'm telling you, it was so...
I'm about to cry right now. Listen, you talk about how sad you were.
pure.
You're depressing me.
It was so pure of just like, oh my God, like pain and everything. You could just hear it. It was like, you know how.
I'm in pain right now.
Listen, you know.
You can hear it.
This is going to sound rude, but you know how like when a retarded person makes a noise and you can see that they're really sad confused. Or confused? It's really, really sad. That's what it was like. It was like that noise. Anyway, I'll go on.
How many times have you heard a retarded person make a noise like that?
Every time I hear it, I almost cry. That's true.
How often do you, where do you hear these things?
I don't know. There's a lot of retarded people in Santa Monica. Like, they take them on tours. I don't know what they do. Their handlers bring them around.
I hate, not to be mean or anything, but seriously, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
I hate when I'm at a restaurant and there's a big gang of retards.
They're called Mongolai.
Because I feel bad for retarded people, and I think they're really cute, and I feel really sad about them too. But I don't want to eat anywhere near any retards, especially
you're being
gang.
Serious?
No, it's gross. It's worse than eating around old people. Well, because they're like children, but they're not cute.
But you don't have to walk. It's not like you're at the same table as them.
I know, but you're sitting there eating your Whopper Jr.
Restaurant is this at?
And I'm not going to name. I'm going to tell you what restaurant
okay,
is at.
Yeah,
I don't want to slander anybody.
Right. So you're eating your Whopper Jr.
Yeah. But I'm eating my Whopper with cheese. And I don't want to. And I know if I look up into the side, I'm going to see some retard with a fry hanging out of his mouth. And it just ruins my meal. I'm serious.
Oh, man.
I feel bad for feeling that way, but it's the same thing like if you eat with your grandparents, like oh, fuck, this is so disgusting. Because old people are gross to look at anyway. But when they're eating, it's 10 times worse. And some of these retards are as old as regular elderly people.
Oh, God, that's true.
So
that'll just be a regular thing, I guess. I'll just read parts, a little bit of my diary just to spark discussion. There's more to that diary entry if you want to hear it.
No, I don't really want to hear it.
That was just the very first thing. That's just the first part of my day. There's lots of other little... It's not like there are long descriptions of what happened. It's just sort of little bits and pieces so I can remember later.
Right. I can't wait to hear every little bit.
Well, what I mean is...
I'll write a diary, too. Every day we'll compare each of our journal entries.
Well, not every day.
Just kind of recap what we did with our days. No. Years from now, we'll open up the time capsule that we buried together and just reflect on how...
Hey, what the fuck? You know how many time capsules I buried in my life?
No, I don't.
Like two or three. I guarantee you buried one or two time capsules at your elementary school.
Right. I didn't really want to do that, though.
But my point is when do I get to see that? I never even thought of that.
What, did you put money in them?
I don't know. I have no idea what I put in there, but I want to know. I'm going to go to my...
One in, like, fourth grade.
Same here. I want to go to Mr. Scott's
really gonna...
class and demand what's in my time capsule.
I think my fourth grade teacher's dead. Are they going to somehow track us all down? And we're gonna be like, hey.
That's true. Your fourth grade teacher is dead. And my mom has his guitar. Doesn't she?
I don't know. A little inside.
Well, it doesn't matter, my mom.
It only matters if you don't want to bore people with a pointless story that goes nowhere and is not interesting even if everybody knew what we're talking about.
I just thought you might think it was funny.
You were wrong. Like usual, when you think I'm going to find something funny. My diary is going to go something like this. Dear diary, today I listened to my faggoty friend read from his faggoty diary. I think he might be a gay. The end.
Yeah, you're just going to write that because you don't have...
I'm embarrassed for him, and I can't do anything but write to take my mind off the humiliation I feel inside for him.
Listen, I don't have to sit here and take this. I read that as a favor to you because...
Right. Why don't you go hit your diary up and tell him about how bad I'm making you feel right now.
I'll do it after I cry when this podcast is over.
And then afterwards, we can do a trust exercise where I catch you when you're falling from the back of a tree or something. I won't really catch you, though. I won't keep you in suspense.
Listen, that's the last time I read my diary. Yeah. You don't even keep a diary.
You're right.
Well, how about this? If you want to ever have me read my diary again on the air, you have to start keeping a diary. And I know you really want... Okay.
How about if I don't keep a diary and I don't hear you read your diary?
I knew that was going to happen. How about you just keep a diary? How about that? You keep a diary and we'll just... Like, yeah, I know you're making fun of it, but that'll be a good way to spark discussion between us. You keep a diary and I'll keep a diary. And then once a week, we'll compare diary notes on the air. But I'll try not to make mine as gay as normal. That was, see, that was not, I already said right at the beginning that that was not a fair starting point. The rest of it, nothing was even, there was nothing else even in there that you could call gay. That just was a horrible point to start. It just was a coincidence.
How about if I keep your diary?
You mean you write in my diary for me?
How about if I just keep hold of it and you keep your mouth shut?
Well, how about we just don't even do anything to do with the diary anymore? How about you just forget that I ever brought this up?
I'm trying.
Well, we'll forget it. You're never going to get to hear anything out of my diary again. That's it. End of story. Discussion over.
All right. But are you waiting for an argument?
No.
Why don't you do the sports news?
Well, that was my plan originally before the whole diary thing, so that's what we'll do. We're going to now do sports news.
Schumacher runs very well, so that was an outstanding play initiated by Terrio with an outstanding turn at second by Fontenot.
Don't hit the snooze. It's sports news.
So did you hear about the there's a new player for the Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, and he did this on Monday Night Football, which is like the biggest stage in football. He basically caught a pass and he was about to score a touchdown, but he started his celebration dance before he got into the end zone, and he fumbled the ball out of bounds.
Oh, I didn't
like,
hear
at
about
the
that.
1 yard line. He was, and he. The worst part is that this guy is infamous, I guess, for doing this because he did this in high school. Also, there's video footage of him in a big high school game scoring a touchdown, but right when he was about to score the touchdown, he did a handspring using the ball as part of the handspring, but the ball touched at the 1 foot line. So in high school football, that's considered down. And he, before he scored the touchdown during his handspring, the ball was down at the 1 foot line before he scored. So, but now he did it on Monday Night Football and he like it completely embarrassed himself.
What
in front
a
of
filthy
me.
Cocksucker.
That might be a little extreme for, but yeah, I mean, it's really embarrassing. But he also has a sort of, a history of this. Even in college, I think he's been one of the biggest showboaters ever. But the guy's tiny, too. I think he has small man syndrome, and that might have something to do with it. But he's really good. I don't know. But in other sports news,
he shouldn't be playing football. He should be on, what's that, Dancing with the Stars?
So You Think You Can Dance? Or
So You Think You Can Dance? So You Think You Can Make a fucking complete jackass cocksucker out of yourself on Monday Night Football?
Again, I don't know how cocksucking plays into...
When did this happen? This hasn't always been this way. You know, I mean, this is kind of a relatively new phenomenon, right?
Like, it would be just shameful.
The jackass dude, just
there
the
were,
ridiculous
there was a time
celebrations.
Where that would be, like, you would be shunned. Your whole team would be embarrassed. If I can't even imagine. Like, if someone would have done this in the time when they played with leather helmets, can you imagine what people would have done? I mean, they would have just
stared. Isn't that, like, poor sportsmanship? Even when you were a kid, like, the parents or your dad or whatever would have just ripped you open if you tried to do that shit.
Well, I remember one time I hit a triple, and I looked up and my dad was doing cartwheels in the stands and like rubbing it into other teams' faces. It was a pretty sweet triple. I ripped it right down.
Yeah,
the
I mean, isn't the touchdown more of a like point of pride than the shitty dance you did prior to it?
No. Well, way prior to the touchdown. He literally did it prior to the touchdown. You're supposed to do it after the touchdown. He did it prior to the touchdown.
I'd heard somewhere that, like, Muhammad Ali, I don't know if this is true. I don't know. My sports history isn't that great. That he was, like, one of the first guys to talk shit, you know?
Yeah. Well, before him, it was just Abe Lincoln. Abe Lincoln was known as a big trash talker.
Well, then Abe was kind of responsible for Muhammad Ali's.
Wow.
I guess we can pinpoint the culprit of this phenomenon.
You mean because Abe Lincoln was talking trash originally, not because he freed the slaves. You're not trying to make any type of racist joke about him freeing the slaves, right? You're saying because
Abe
Lincoln...
Why would that
have to
do with Muhammad Ali?
Muhammad Ali is black. Did you not know that?
Because he freed black... Dude, no. I'm saying because Abe Lincoln was the first...
Trash talking.
Trash talking, jive talking, you know... Bullshit artist.
Right.
History has told us that.
My history
thorough
teacher.
Volumes of that.
My history teacher.
Plus, Muhammad Ali was a Muslim.
Right. Well, you know, originally, Abe Lincoln, he grew that goatee just because there was another guy, another candidate that he was making fun of with his, like, he's kind of famous for that little beard, but that was a trash-talking beard. He was doing it to shame another guy. You've heard that, right?
Yeah, I have heard that, and that fucking stovepipe hat that he wore.
You know the story behind that, right?
Yeah, total fag.
Well, I don't know if that was the story.
Well, he was way into fashion.
I wonder what gay people did back then. Like, were you really into, like... I mean...
They probably curled their mustaches.
That's true. But so did bald boxers. Were they? Are you saying, like, all... Like, you know, all the strongmen that...
No, but I don't know. We're getting on so many different topics. We're supposed to be talking about sports. But if you never noticed, I just want to say one quick thing about mustaches. Have you noticed that gay people steal, like, the macho thing of the generation before?
That becomes
the gay thing of the next generation?
Yeah.
Just because whatever's macho, they want to fuck. Well, you know that.
No, yeah, I do. I mean, really, though, like, in my dad's generation... Like, my dad lived in San Francisco his whole life, and before, like, he lived in it before San Francisco was known as, like, a gay town. And his generation, like you were saying, like, gay people sort of take what used to be macho and make it gay. All, like, the straight guys, they would fuck each other in the ass all the time. And then gay people moved in, they kind of made that their thing. You know what I mean? My dad and his friends, they would get together after it. What? Why are you giving me that look?
I don't know, dude.
How did the sports news turn into such a filthy...
I don't know. I'm sorry. Go back to the sports news.
Okay.
You were saying something about Muhammad Ali? Is he back in the news? Is he coming out of retirement? He's going to shake his way to the top.
You're not cool, Chris. Well, how about golf? Do you follow golf much, Chris?
Follow it?
Well, anyway... I'll just tell you, there's a Ryder Cup coming up. They have the Ryder Cup every 2 years. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Do you really?
I do. Okay. I don't watch it, though. Do you watch golf?
No. I mean, I follow it a little bit, just sort of. I don't watch it, but I'll listen to... I pretty much follow all sports, but I don't closely... I could never watch an entire golf match or tournament.
I remember, like, thinking as a kid that golf was just the most boring thing that you could ever watch.
Yeah, I would. If golf was on, I couldn't understand how people could sit there and watch it on TV.
Tennis is even, like, so much better than watching golf.
Oh, yeah, but I still thought that tennis was boring as a kid.
It was. But, hey, you know who's back?
Who?
Not back playing tennis. Or maybe she is. Like, I don't know. I don't follow tennis. Anna Kournikova.
Oh, yeah.
I saw her on a magazine cover. And she is back.
Well, you're a big Anna Kournikova fan.
Which is weird because she's really not that hot.
But
she has a scrunched up little Russian face. But the weird thing
true.
Is...
That's true. I shouldn't be surprised by that. We haven't torn down Russians yet on this podcast.
But the funny thing is that something about her, I don't know, something is just really cute about her. She's not hot. She's not even all that cute. You ever look at a girl, like, she's a perfect example. That's just, like, you look at her and you think, that girl's not cute. But she is.
I bet she has, like, this sexual confidence or something that we can't sense.
I can sense it.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you can't... If you met her in person, you'd be able to put your finger on exactly that is why you think she's cute. But on TV,
I'd put
you're
my
not...
finger on something.
Well, what do you mean by that? Types of things you put your finger on.
I put my finger on the button of this issue.
Okay, I get it.
I think I know what you're talking about sensing things, because I can always sort of know when a female is aroused. Why are you laughing?
Why would you? How can you tell? What can you do? Like, what did?
Well, this isn't a joke. I mean, there's serious science behind it, and it's just sort of ingrained in a lot of us. Some of us have forgotten it because of our modern MTV microwave oven culture.
Mm-hmm.
But you can smell pheromones.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And not only that, but there's sort of like, I feel like I'm no scientist, but I feel like there's some kind of microwave rays that you can sort of pick up on with your dick. That just let you know when there's something in the neighborhood that's ready for action.
Is there like a setting that you push popcorn on your penis, or what? How does this work? I'm a little lost.
I don't know how it works. You're just talking to a layman. I just know that it works. That it works. That's the number one thing.
Okay.
And I don't know if, obviously it works in person. I don't know if there's some sort of technology behind it, but I do feel like sometimes television, it can broadcast itself to me.
Yo, through the TV, you can pick up those micro dick waves.
I just feel like at the same, there's just too many coincidences. Like,
yeah, like when it just happens that every time you're watching Anna Kournikova play tennis, you have a boner and you are feverishly beating off.
It's not even about that. Look, forget Anna Kournikova, forget television. Let's get back to basics.
Okay.
I'm walking through a crowded office, and my shirt is slightly untucked because I've been busy shuffling papers all day. Let's just imagine whatever the scenario is.
Theater of the mind, I got it.
And I just look kind of unkempt. Like, I'm there to do my work, but you know, down deep, I'm a bad boy. You know, I'm just painting a picture for you. This is purely hypothetical.
Right.
And then this, what, is there a problem?
No, keep going. Okay.
And then there's this sexy dame in accounts receivable. I don't know what that means. I think it's a department in companies. And she's turning around a corner, and her glasses are fogged up. And she, because, I'll tell you why.
Right.
Because I told you my shirt was untucked slightly. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, what she's noticing as she turns the corner, even before she sees it, that's key, is she's noticing the little muscles that sort of lead down to your
dear God, this picture is far too clear.
Well, I know. That's just pheromones.
No, that's not pheromones. Well, this is something else.
Well, it's just because this is based on true experiences. I've changed the names.
First of all,
in the departments. Yeah,
well,
but this is loosely autobiographical.
She doesn't work in accounts receivable. She works in some type of
factory
setting where there's a lot of steam, and that's why her glasses are fogged up.
Well, she notices that there's just the tiniest beads of sweat on my abdomen, and it looks clear that I do sit-ups every night before bed.
I don't know why I'm disgusted by this. The picture.
I don't know why you're pretending to be disgusted. Well, I know why, because society and me will condemn you. But anyway, I just think that tennis is boring, golf is boring, and if you're going to watch a boring sport, it might as well be a hot, underaged Russian girl performing it.
Which is why I love Tiger Woods.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. May I please have your attention? We're about to commence the post-podcast press conference. Chris and Danny will be taking the podium shortly and ready to field any questions you may have. So without any further ado, Chris and Danny.
First of all, I'd like to thank all the fans for coming out. We couldn't do this without the fans. Just again, Chris, thank you.
Thank you, Danny. I'd like to say that we really put our all in there. We tried our best. I feel like we gave 110% effort. Didn't make all the connections that we should have made. We made some mistakes. I'm not going to pull any punches about it.
Listen, at the end of the day, what it all boils down to is, was it a win or a loss?
Right. I mean, we'll chalk this one up to a win. Technically, it was a scoreboard win, but I think it was a moral failure. I don't think I'm alone in that.
Listen, did I want to go out there and tell Chris that I cried on my way to work? No. But that was a game time decision. So, at the end of the day, you come out on top, and that's really what matters.
And did I want to sit there and listen to Danny talk about how he cried on his way to work? No, I didn't. But we're a team, and you gotta take your lumps. I think in a minute we're gonna open the floor for questions.
Yeah, go ahead. You in the back with the ugly brown suit. No. I mean, I don't want to look too far down the road. I want to take it one podcast at a time, you know. Right now, we're doing a podcast about diaries and sports news. Are we going to do a podcast in the future about, you know, more important issues? It's a possibility, but like I say, this week is diaries and sports news. I don't know what else to tell you.
We were pretty strong in the first half, but I think the second half we came out a little shaky. Am I glad that we made fun of homosexuals again, and that's kind of become a staple? No, I'm not glad about that. Am I glad that I sort of insulted the Russian people by saying they have short, pudgy faces? No, I'm not. I'm not even glad that I added that their faces are pudgy during the press conference. Everything is a learning experience. We're going to take it like Danny says, podcast by podcast, and keep doing what we do.
Well, yeah, Chris is right. We came out a little shaky in the second half. We kind of lost control of it. We let it get away from us. But again, we came out on top. That's what it boils down to. And well, thank you all for coming out. And again, we'll look forward to hearing from you next week.